Welcome back, everybody, to Daf Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Yud Tes 19 in Maseches Bava Metzia, and we are going to be starting on the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. So let's just summarize what was going on over the Daf on Shabbos and Sunday. So on Daf Yud Zayin, we spoke about Huchzok Kafron. The Gemara talks about when someone is established to be a thief for that specific money or that specific Shvuah, so then you are Huchzok Kafron, which then led us into a discussion about Toin Achar Maisa Beis Din Lo Amar Klum. If you make a Taina about a Maisa Beis Din, like a Ksuba or something, which is a based in ordained type of document, so that's not going to be valid. And we spoke about when it would be, when it wouldn't be. Good. And then we spoke about on Daf Yud Ches when to and not to return certain documents. So if you look at the mission over here on Daf Yud Ches and Aleph, it says Matzah Gitei Nashim V'Shechrurei Avadim Daitiki Matana V'Shovrin Harezeh Lo Yachzer. So all these types of documents you do not return, and we're going to discuss all of that today. That's what our Gemara today is about. Shani Omer Ktuv Ma'yuvanim Lachalein Shlo Listam, because you could say that initially you wrote these documents, but then before you actually gave them, you changed your mind. So by giving them back to the person, you're now giving them something which never happened, and that's a dangerous thing because that can cause many other issues. Well, that too, but I think here we're more worried financially that people are going to go and collect from properties that aren't theirs. Right, exactly. It just messes things up. When you have faulty documents out there, it's just not a good thing. You don't want that because then people can go after other people's properties and stuff along those lines. So what we were going and basically discussing is different times and situations where you are allowed to return again. So there was the first answer. We had a whole big discussion on that. So you know what? Let's start from Rabbi Yirmiyah, which is the second answer, as to when we can have a situation where you can return again. It's about 8 lines up from the bottom. It's the second word on the line, Rabbi Yirmiyah. So it says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar kigon deka amrei edim me olam lo chasamnu ela al get echad shel Yosef ben Shimon. Because the earlier discussion in the Gemara was, do you have to worry that maybe there's another person with that name, there's another place with that name? Meaning, how sure can we be, just because you found a get that says someone who you think it's referring to's name, that maybe it's not them, maybe it's someone else. Maybe there's another person with that name from that same place. Let's say there's a chazaka that there's no one else from that place with that name. Does that change anything? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, we're talking about a situation where the Edom say, we only signed a document, one document with the name of Yosef ben Shimon. So it says, what are we talking about over here? So you might think we have to even be choshish for the names of the Edom, that we have to even match those up. We have to go so far. We wouldn't have to. That was Rabbi Yirmiyah's approach. Ravashi Amar, Kigon Deka Amar, Nekev Yeshbo Betzad Os Plonis. So no, where the way that you're able to give back a get is when one person's like, and he says there was a little hole by this specific letter. If by this letter there's a hole and there's some sort of puncture, in that situation, that's an identifying simen, and therefore you can go and give it back in that situation. But this has to be, you say, oh, by the gimel over there, there's a puncture, or there's a line, or there's a dot, or whatever it is. But if you just said, oh, there's a rip on the document, that's not any sort of identifying simen, because that could really be anything. So that is, well, let's just read one more line. Ravashi misapkale simanim ido raisa idarabanan. Ravashi's going back and forth trying to figure out whether simanim are deo raisa or dirabanan. So he says, seemingly, you would need a deo raisa type of simon. You need a good type of simon in this situation in order to go and allow us to give back the get. This is what Rashi says. It's known as a simon muvhak, right? That it's going to be a good type of simon where it's actually identifying. So we are on the very bottom line of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are now going to go into a story about this type of thing. Again, we're talking about when are you allowed to return again. Even though the Mishnah said no, there are certain situations where we do allow it. So we had just these final two shitas of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rav Ashi. Says the,
why do we return it to the guy and not the woman?
Right. That's a good point, right? Why are we not returning? So that's what we have to kind of figure out, because if the woman has it, so that means it's basically a done deal, right? And now we want to make sure that when it comes to yichud stuff, again, we take this very seriously. So we want to go back to the original source of where it's going to be, right? Because we want to make sure that each thing is being done kadin. If we just give it back to the woman, if a woman has this divorce and she doesn't even know, or whatever, for whatever reason, he didn't actually mean to give it, and now she has it, so she's going to think she's divorced, but she's not really divorced, and that's going to cause major Mamzer's issues, right? So we got to kind of be careful when it comes to this. So we'd rather take that approach. Good. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Barbrachana, Irkus la igita be midrasha. So Rabbi Barbrachana lost a get in the base medrash. Now it's interesting. If you look at Rashi, you look at the top Rashi over here in Daf Yud Testament Aleph, it says, Shahaya Shliach, meaning that this is a Shliach type of situation, not Rabbi Barbrachana himself. Why did the Gemara have to say that? Why does Rashi have to say that? So a few different explanations as to why. What did you say? Irkus. Well, we actually have Irkus because this is what's called, if someone loses their ksuba, let's say, so we call it a ksuba de irkusa, which means that you make another ksuba, right? You make a replacement ksuba. So you go and make that ksuba when that way someone has something, but you call it an irkusa because that way, just in case you find your original one, then you're not stuck. I remember when I was living in the Heights, so I was living right next door to Rabbi Orlian, who's the rabbi of Shari now, right? Right, so I was living right next to him, and one night he knocked on my door and he said, do you mind being an aide? I guess I'm always in these situations where I could be an aide. I don't know. Would you mind being an aide on a ksuba de irkusa? And I'm like, oh, what? And then I learned what it is. So there you go. So that's why irkusa, we actually use that. People, you know, lose their ksuba all the time. So you got to make sure to always have that ready. Right, because we saw already in the Gemara, Kiddushin, Bava Kama, we saw that you're not supposed to be together with your wife without your ksuba. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be holding your ksuba every second. It just means you have to know where it is. Right, so anyway, Rabba Brachana lost this get in the base medrash. And imagine, you know, it's one of these packed batei medrash. It's somewhere on the floor. No one knows where it is. Amar isimana isle begave, itvias ena isle begave. So he says, they find some sort of get, and he says, oh, I'm telling you, that's mine. I can either give you a simen if that helps you. If you want a simen, I'll give you a simen. Or if you want a tvias ayin, I can give you some tvias ayin. What's the difference? So tvias ayin is where there's no identifying mark, but you could just say, I recognize that that's clearly my document or my thing. We trust a Talmud Chacham or a, you know, a Torah scholar. We trust someone when it comes to tvias ayin, but we wouldn't just trust anybody when it comes to tvias ayin. So a simon is like, I know that if you look at the second line, the third letter is cut off. That's a simon. A tvias ayin is like, that looks like mine. I recognize it. You're not really giving a simon an identifiable mark, but we trust a Talmud Chacham that that person is generally a, you know, a trustworthy type of person, and therefore we're going to trust them in that situation. So Rav Barbachana says, whichever way you want it, I can go and give it to you. He looked, Tosus over here discusses this actually, Aval Inishta Al Malo, which we'll see in a minute. So Ahadrua Neale, so they give it back to him, but Amar Lo Yadani Imishim Simana Ahadrua Neale, Vikasavrei Simana Dorei. So we're on the fourth line on top of Daf Yod Tesem and Aleph. We're talking about a situation where Rabba Brachana lost a get, and he said he got it back, and he just doesn't know. Was it because of Tvias Ayin, or was it because of a Simon? So he says, Lo Yadani Imishim Simana Ahadrua Neale, Vikasavrei Simana Dorei. So I don't know if they gave it back to me because of the Simon I gave, because they hold Simana Mar Dorei, or Imishim. Or if maybe they only gave it back to me because I recognized it and said, oh yeah, that seems like mine, and because I'm you know, one of the Talmidei Chacham over there. But someone else, maybe they would not necessarily go and give it over in that situation. So if you look over in Tosa, so he starts the discussion about Tvias Ayin, about when we can apply that to other people as well. When it's in your possession, maybe we can apply Tvias Ayin, and this comes up by certain kashrus things, right? So when someone else is holding your meat, holding the meat of, like, you know, you go to a non-kosher restaurant, someone else brings it in, Tvias Ayin, can you assume that you recognize it to the point where no one must have changed anything? All of this stuff comes up based on Tvias Ayin. But for our purposes over here, Tvias Ayin, we're saying, is he just not sure why he got it back. Either he got it back because of the simon he gave or because of Tvias Ayin, and he's not sure. Good. Now, next topic. So, Gufa, we mentioned earlier, Matzah get Isha Bashuk Bizman Shaba Moda Yachzer Li Isha. So, now, this is saying that if someone found a get in the marketplace, so when the husband admits that, what? Yes, this is my get that I gave to the woman, so you're allowed to give it back to the woman. Ain't about mode, but if he says, nope, I never gave that lo yachzer lo lazeh v'lo lazeh, then you can't give it anywhere, and you'd have to just start fresh. You cannot give this get anywhere. Bismacha ba mode mia yachzer l'isha, but I don't understand, says the Gemara. Even when the husband admits that he did write her a get, you're allowed to just give it back to the woman. Maybe he had these long plans. You know, he had this big plan. He wanted to divorce his wife in Nisan, but only 6 months later did he end up giving it to her. So now we're going to have a shtar that's dated 6 months earlier than the actual date of the giving of the get. So who cares? So what's going to happen? Because va'azal bal zavin peri minisan v'at tishrei umafka legita dekatzav benisan va'asya lemitra v'lekucho shelo kadin. So what's going to happen? We are on daf yud tesem and aleph, about 10 to 12 lines down from the top. So what's going to happen over here? So again, you have the shtar dated Nisan, but the Nisina didn't actually happen until Tishrei. So in that meantime, between Nisan and Tishrei, in that 6 month period, so the husband is going to go and sell the wife's property, known as Nichsei Milug, right? He's going to go and sell her property, which he has full rights to do as long as they're married. He's going to sell their property. Now, after Tishrei, when he gives her the get, she's going to go back to the people who bought the property from the husband. She's going to say, by the way, I know you bought this you bought this inappropriately. You were not allowed to buy this because we were actually divorced at that time. Look at my get. It says from Nissan. So in ER, you went and bought it. That wasn't his right to sell it, so give me back my land. So all these lukuchos are going to go and lose out because of this faulty shtar. So why can we even give it back in the first place? If you found it, maybe the reason why this was lost or whatever it was because this was a faulty document. It was misdated. It wasn't put with the proper dates on it. Says the Gemara, Hani chalaman damar kevin shenasane in v'garsha shuv in labal pero shapir. So if you're going to tell me based on the man damar, this all makes sense. If you're going to tell me that once a guy wants to divorce his wife and even thinks about doing this and writes up a document, so that divorce takes effect right away in the sense that he's no longer allowed to use her nechse milug, so then it makes sense because now she has a valid claim. If she goes over to this buyer who bought it after Nissan, so she's right. She does get to go and reclaim the land. But according to the Shita that says that the Baal does have rights to the nechse milug until Tishrei, until the Shas Nesina, what are we going to say? Why are we not concerned about this? Says the Gemara, Kiyasu l'mitraf amrinan la Aisi Raya Emas Mata Gitech Liadcha. So what are we not concerned about? What he'll say is that the Lekuchos, the guy buying it over here, the guy who bought it in ER from the husband, is going to say, you have to bring me a Raya that the get that has the date Nisan was actually given in Nisan. So says the Gemara, wait, if we're not concerned because the guy's going to say, bring me proof that the get was actually given at that time, bring me the Edom who witnessed the Nesina or whatever it is. So if we're saying that we have that response, that's why we're not worried about the messing up of the timing on the document, then why is that different than a Shtar Chov? A regular type of debt document, loan document, did not, because we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, we saw in Daf Yud Beis, it says, much a Shtar Chov, im yesh ben achrayas nechasim lo yachzir. We said that if it has a Shibud Nechasim, you don't give it back. V'ukimna kishachayev modeh, and we said that this is talking about a situation where even if the Loveh admits, right, the guy admits that there was such a loan. And what were we afraid of over there? We were afraid that the get was dated improperly, and the guy's going to go and collect things. So we should have the same answer as we have over here by get. We should have had the same answer by shtar chov. Don't worry about the misdating on the actual star. Let the guy who you're going to go collect from say, bring me a proof that it actually happened when it says on the star that it happened. Just like by a get, we're saying that the guy can say, show me a proof that it actually happened in Nissan, that the Nesina was actually given. We should say the same thing by a shtar chov, by a regular loan document. We should never have this concern that someone's going to say, oh, but maybe it was at the wrong time. We should never have this concern because the guy should just say, bring me proof that it was actually done at that exact time. Says the Gemara, no, there's a difference between get and a regular shtar chov. Amrei hacha gabei get isha ase lokeach v'tava. So over here, when it comes to a get isha, the buyer, right, the guy who bought it from the husband, now where the wife is going and reclaiming the land from him, he's going to go and make a claim of proof to me that it was actually given at that time. Because Amar, he's saying to himself, what's the reason why the rabbis just wanted to make sure to give her this document, this get document? Because they don't want her to remain single. They don't want her to be an aguna. So they're going to be a little more lenient on the timing because they just want her to be able to get remarried. But when it comes to actually the dating in terms of the lekuchos, in terms of the nechse melug, I'm going to make her bring a proof to me. Right? I only trust the document to say that now she's divorced and she can marry someone else. So if I'm a Masada Kedushin for her, I will trust that she's divorced and I can go and be the Masada Kedushin for her new wedding. Or we can go and get married in whatever situation. But when it comes to collecting from the lekuchos, the guy's going to say, no, you got to bring me a proof that it actually happened in Nissan, otherwise I'm not giving it to you. But when it comes to a regular loan document, if you're going to tell me that Beis Din's going to allow to give it back, of course Beis Din did their due diligence to find that this is actually when the loan took place. From the fact that they let this guy get the star back, why else? The only thing that's relevant in terms of the star is when you're able to collect. So of course the rabbis did their proper research to make sure that this was being given back appropriately. So therefore, that's why we have this distinction in Dinim, why we're going to give it back in certain places, not in other places. Again, we give it back by a get because we know that the guy's going to say, you know what, the rabbis only gave it back because they want her to be able to marry again, but we're going to press her and make sure she can prove that there's a nesina. So that's why we give it back, because we're not worried that it's going to cause major issues. But by a halva, we're not so confident that people are going to do their due diligence, because they're going to think the rabbis did. And therefore, it's going to be something which we're worried about, and that's why we're not going to give that back right away. So that is the end of the first discussion in terms of giving back a get that you find. Again, this is all based on the Mishnah about finding certain documents that you will or will not give back. Next, we said Shechrurei Avadim Vechulu. So remember, we had that if you find a Shtar Chov, then what? You don't get a star shichur, you do not give it back. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbana Matzah star shichur bashuk. If you find a star shichur in the marketplace, Bizman Shah Rab Moda Yatzer Le'Evid. If the master admits that this really was a valid star, right? If the master admits that really this was given back and I did free my Evid, so then you can go and give it back to the Evid. But Ein HaRav Modeh, but if he did not admit that he was actually freed, Lo Yatzer Lo Lazev Lo Lazeh, you cannot give it back at all to either of them. Bizman Charav Moda Mia Yachzer Le'Evet. So same type of question. Just because the master admitted that what? The master admitted that really he freed his Evid, you're allowed to give this star back to the Evid. Vamai, why? Nichoshem and Nichkasov Litain Lo Benisan Vilonasan Lo Atishre Vazal Avda Vikana Nichsin Minisan the Atishre Vazal Arav Zavnin Umafke Umafik Le Lishikhur Dikasav Benisan Vikatar Vilkuchoshalo Kadin. So what's going to happen over here? Same type of concern. Maybe this guy really thought about freeing his Evid from Nisan, but he didn't actually free his Evid until Tishrei. So what's going to happen? The Eved's going to go and buy properties, and when he's buying properties while he's still an Eved, who does it belong to? It belongs to the master. The master's going to now have these properties, and he's going to sell them. So now what's going to happen? Comes Tishrei, and this Eved goes free, and the Eved's going to go back to this buyer and say, hey, the master sold my properties inappropriately. He wasn't allowed to do that. Because when I bought the properties after Nisan, I was already freed, and he sold my properties, so now you got to give them back to me. So we should have the same concern. Says the Gemara, Hani Chalaman Damar Zachos Hula Eved Shiyotim Mitachas Rabba L'Cheiros Uke Abayid Amar Edov Bechasumav Zachin Le'Shapir. So this comes back to a very interesting machlokas. Is it a good thing to get freed from slavery, or is it a bad thing to get freed from slavery? Why does this matter? Because you have Edom that signed down this document in Nisan. If we assume that this is a zechus, that this is a positive thing, meaning that now they can marry anyone they want, that's why it would be a zechus. So then we have the concept of Zachin la'adam shalo b'fanav. The Edom signed and basically acquired this Eved back for himself at the time of Nisan. So now we're not concerned, because now when this Eved goes back to the Lekuchos and tries to claim the property, he's doing that appropriately. It's Kadin. That's going to be okay. But if you hold the other way, but if you hold that it's really going to be a chov and it's not a good thing, and ein chavin la'adam shelo b'fanav. The Edim are not able to bring upon this guy a chov earlier, and the only time that he's going to have this actual freedom is going to be when the star is actually given to him, which is in Tishrei. So, Ma'ikal Amimar, what are we going to do over here? So now, why would it be a chov? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, chov hu le'eved. What'd you say?
I'll give you 630.
So a lot of reasons why it could be potentially a chov, but a few that Rashi gives up. Number one, in terms of marrying the Shifcha Kenanis. Number two is, let's say you are the Eved of a Kohen. So now you have all this truma, and you love the way the truma tastes. Just the kedusha of truma, you just love it, whatever it is. Right? The truma seems to be, you know, it's a nice little perk, and now you're going to lose that perk. So this is not all a zechus, it's considered a chov, and therefore, you can't do it without the person there. So again, Ma'ika Lamemar, what are we going to do about this concern? Why would we ever give back the Shtar Shichror if we're afraid, even with Das, right? Even if the guy admits, because we're afraid that now it's going to trip up other Lekuchos and it's going to be a big issue. Says the Gemara, no. Dechi Asi Lemitra Farminon Le Aisi Raya Eimas Mata Shichror Liyotcha. So again, same type of answer. Over here, just like when it came to the get, remember what we said? Because people are going to assume, Beis Din only gave them back this star because we want the woman to not be an aguna. Same thing over here. We're going to say Beis Din only gave back this star because we want people to be free. Right? But this doesn't actually teach me anything in terms of the date of anything. I'm going to do my due diligence before I go and actually give up my land. Just because this person says that it was done in Nisan doesn't mean that I'm going to believe them right away. So that's why, again, when it comes to Shtar Shichror and Shtar Get, we assume that people won't be tripped up by this, but by a regular Shtar Halva, that is where people would get tripped up. Then we said Daitiki and Matana Vechulus. We said those are also not going to be returned. So what is a Daitiki? So Tana Rabbanan Ezuhu Daitiki. What is this Daitiki? Dotehe Lamekam Veliyo. Said this is the way that it's going to be forever. Meaning this is what's called the Matanas Shchiv Meira. What does that mean? It's right on his deathbed, this last will. So we allow this to take place even without a kinyan, assuming that this person dies of that disease that he thought he was going to die of, right? So if you're about to, not you, someone is about to die from this disease, and they go and make this whole will without any real kinyanim, we believe them, assuming that they die from that disease, then whatever they said is supposed to happen is supposed to happen. So that's what a daitiki is. She'im meis nechasav leploni, that if this person dies, his property goes to Ploni. Matana, what's a matana in our situation? Kol shekasabo mehayom ula achar misa. So it's anything where we say mehayom ula achar misa, where there's like a two-pronged kinyan happening over here. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains it. Mehayom ula achar misa. Guf akarka konu lo mehayom. So the actual physical property itself is kone from today, but the actual peros, if you look just to the last two lines of Rashi, v'aperos ne'ocho kol yuhayav el achar misa. Meaning, so I buy a property from someone, and right now, they are no longer able to sell the property to anyone else. But for the remainder of their life, they are allowed to benefit from the property and use all the peros. Once they die, then I'm able to go and jump in and get the peros. So that would be what a matana is. Says Gemara, Alma iksiva mehayom lachar misa hu dikani vi lo lo kani. What, a matana is only that type of matana? Otherwise, it's not going to be kona at all. So says the Gemara, no. Amar Abaye, hachi kamar, ezo hi matana bari shi iki matana shchiv meira. What we were saying over here is not a regular matana, because a matana is just a matana. It's a present that you give to anybody. So no, what's this mehayom lachar misa? We're saying, what's the type of matana that is very similar to the type of shchiv meira type of matana, delo kani ela achar misa. So what's this type of matana that's very similar? So that's what we're saying. Kol shekasav b'mehayom ula achar misa. Anytime that it says from today and after misa, that's what we're saying is a matana in our situation. Says Gemara, time and the law, martinu ha martinu nosnun. But it sounds like the only reason why this is not going to be the case, why we're not going to give it back, is because this person didn't say tenu. But if this person said, the guy who's the one giving, if he said, yeah, you could actually give it to them, then we would actually give it to them. Says Gemara, Romini, but I'll ask you a question. Maitza, matza, daitakos, aputikios, matanos, afalbishish ne'em, modim, lo yaksar, lo zev, lo lazeh. So the clear implication from us over here is that if we have the person agreeing that, yes, I did say that this beneficiary should be the one to get it, then you would give it to them. But we have a brisa which says that no matter what, even if both of them agree and both of them admit, you're not going to ever give anything back. Says the Gemara, two answers, which go into a lot of length. There's a big discussion why there's so much spelled out in our Gemara. It might have been a different version from different Gaonim, whatever it is. But either way, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mama Lo Kasha. So there's no question over here. Habibari, Habishchiv Meira. So when do we not return it? When do we return it? So when it's a bari, when it's a healthy person, we are not going to return it. But when it's a shchiv meira, we are going to return it. Why? Says the Gemara. Gemara is going to spell it out. Masnis Diktani Ha Amar Tenu Nostin. To the Mishnah, which said that if the person said that this really did happen, you can give it to them. Bishchiv Meira. That's talking about a shchiv meira. Why? Because Debar Mahadarhu. Because you can go and give it back to them. Darmina Ma'ikal Meimar. Because we're going to say, what are we really saying over here? Dilma Kasva Meikar Lahai VeAmlech Lo Yava Nehalei VeHadar Kasva. So what are we worried about over here? What would even be the concern? The concern is that the person wrote the document for Reuven. Okay, he wrote for Reuven, but he never ended up using that document, never actually gave anything over to Reuven, and instead he changed his mind and decided to give it over to Shimon. Now we have to know, when it comes to a Shchiv Meira, you are allowed to change your mind. So we're not worried that anyone's going to be losing out over here, because when this person, Shimon, gets it, he's got the later document. He's got the most recent thing happening to him. So we're not afraid he's going to lose out anything. So hashta kahadar be me'ahu diav ne'aleitz. Now he's changing his mind. He wants to go back to Reuven. Ibe matanas bari. If we were talking about a regular matana, yavale les lepseda. So if we're saying it's a regular present that was given, then you give it to him, he's not going to lose. Dichinafki tarti bas reisa zachi dahadar be mikamaisa. Because when you have Reuven and Shimon, it's still going to go to Shimon because you retracted already by the Shchiv Meira. With his regular Matana, you retracted. So therefore, it's going to go to Shimon. He's not going to lose anything. But even Matana Shchiv Meira, if it's with the Matana Shchiv Meira, Nami Yava Nehale Les Bab Seda Debas Raisa Zachi DeKahadar Be Mikamaisa. So over here, again, when it comes to this Matana Shchiv Meira, you're allowed to change your mind. Once you made the kinyan, it's not over. You're allowed to change your mind. Once you made this decision to give it to Reuven, you're allowed to change to Shimon. So here you changed to Shimon. And now even though you then later changed back to Reuven, we're not afraid because Shimon has the most recent shtar. So he's going to win no matter what. So that's why you are allowed to give it back by a Shchiv Meira, because no one's going to lose out. Even if you give back this Matana Shchiv Meira, which is dated earlier, the second guy's not going to lose because he has the most recent shtar, and the most recent shtar is going to win. That's why in our Mishnah, we seem to say that you are allowed to give back the shtar. But ki katani bebraisa, when the braisa said, afal bishishnei modim lo yachzer lo lazev lo lazeh, that you're not allowed to give it back. When are you not allowed to give it back? That's be bari. That's with the healthy person that you're not allowed to give it back. Dilav bar mahaderhu. This is the key line, because they are not a bar mahader, meaning you can't change your mind in such a situation. Once you have the earlier star is always going to win, not the later star. So now let's spell it out. So what's going to happen is initially you wanted to give it to Reuven, and you wrote a star for Reuven, but then you didn't give it to him, so you give it to Shimon. So now you want to take it away from Shimon and give it back to Reuven. You want to go and give it back to him, so you're not going to be able to, this is not going to work. Amar, lehu, da'ana lahai yahavsa, v'nehadre nehalaksava. So what's going to happen over here again? You're going to want to take it away from Shimon, and Reuven's going to have the earlier star written already. And because this Reuven has the earlier star, even though it never ended up happening, and you changed your mind and already gave it to Shimon, but the star is going to say that Reuven had it first. Right, because you wrote this original star. So rather, we say, no, you're not able to go and give this back to that person because Dilma Michtav Kasvas Miavas Lo Yavas Neale. Because maybe you originally wrote this star for Reuven, but you never actually acted on it. You never wanted to actually give it to Reuven. And really, you ended up giving it to Shimon, and now you want to change your mind. If you really did not, in fact, give it to Shimon ever, and you really want to give it back to Reuven, so what you should do is, so you should go and write a new star, and then you can give it back to Reuven. So again, there's person Reuven and Shimon. We're saying that the original star for Reuven was written, but never actually acted upon. Then this guy changed his mind and gave it to Shimon. Now he wants to go and give it back to Reuven. So we're saying we can't allow this because when it comes to this type of Bari type of Matana, whoever has the earlier star is going to win. If we allow you to give back the star to Reuven, Reuven's going to come and claim that it's really all his, but really Shimon got it already. So what we say is if you really never gave it to Shimon, so then write a new star for Reuven and let Reuven do that. So then we should have no issue, because now if this guy Shimon comes back, he has the earlier star and he's going to be able to get it back. So again, it's all dependent. When would we give it back? When would we not? By a Shchiv Meirah, where you're allowed to change your mind, we give it back because the later star is going to win. But by a Bari, where you're not allowed to change your mind and the earlier star wins, then we're not going to just go and give it back. But says Gemara, Maskif Lo Rav Zvid V'ha Edi V'Edi Dai Takos Katani. So we said again, what was our question? From our Mishnah, it sounds like you are allowed to give back this Shchiv Meirah, this Daitiki, you are allowed to give it back, but the Braisa explicitly says no. So we said, oh, what's the answer? So the first answer was a distinction between a Shchiv Meirah and a Bari. But it says the Gemara, that's not a good distinction, because the Braisa and the Mishnah both say Daitiki, which means that we're talking about a Shchiv Meirah. So both situations are a Shchiv Meirah. You can't tell me that it's not. Ella Amar Rav Zvid, Hava Hav B'Shchiv Meirah. Both cases are talking about a Shchiv Meirah. Oh, so what's the question? Why in one case can you return it? In one case, you can't. Velo kasha ha bay v'ha bebrei. One's talking about with the guy himself, and one's talking about the son. When it comes to you yourself, so you are allowed to retract. You're allowed to change your mind, and therefore, we're not worried about giving back the star because the later one's going to win. But when it comes to the son, what are we worried about? The Gemara is going to say we're worried that maybe the son knows that it went to the second guy, but he wants to switch it to the first guy, so he's going to give the star to the first guy, and then him and the son and this first guy are going to split the property, and they're each going to make some money. They're going to work in cahoots to go and get again Shimon. Says the Gemara, we're just going to spell this out. So when we said that you can give it back, that's talking about when it's the guy himself. Debar Mahadarhu. Again, key line, because he's able to change his mind. Even if you're going to give it back to the original person, no one's going to lose anything. Because the second guy is going to be the one that's koneid. If you have two staros, one is dated earlier, one is dated later, we're going to follow the later one because you're allowed to change your mind. Because he changed his mind from the first guy. When did we say that you're not allowed to return it no matter what, even if they both admit? That's Bibre. That's talking about when it was the son. Maybe My father gave it to Shimon v'imlech v'lo yavanehale. Maybe my father wrote a shtar for Reuven, but never actually ended up giving it up to him. Ubasar avu akasav iul inish achrina v'yavle. And then my father then actually wrote a shtar and gave it to Shimon. So v'hashter kahadar be me'ahu. And now he wants to switch back from Shimon to Reuven. Savar mehadar lo matina hadar nabi. So he says, I'm not allowed to just go and return it. So what am I going to do? Emar lehu da abba yavale lahai v'nosvu Lake Sube, Kasve, Venezo, Venepic Mine, Dehu Zachi Veneflog Bahade. So, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go to court and I'm going to claim, oh, look at this document. Really, my father wrote this document for Reuven and gave it to Reuven. And what am I doing? Me and Reuven are going to work together because I'm going to get him this property and he's going to pay me back for half of it. So, I'm going to end up making a lot of money on this. Hilkach Arminon Lay. So, therefore, what do we tell him in court? Anan, hai kasva lo yavinan leilahai. We can't give it back to this person because the Dilma Michtav kasva yavua, miyav lo yavale, because maybe he just wrote this star for Reuven, but he didn't actually follow through with giving it to Reuven. So, viavta atle nishachrina vakadar tebe. Maybe it was really given to Shimon, and now you're trying to change your mind. Ela I kushta kamar, if you're really telling me the truth, diav leavucha, that your father really did give it to Reuven, zil atashta ksivlach. Ksivle star achrina. Go write a new star for Reuven. Dinami lo yavile avua. Because even if the father didn't end up giving it, kasve atle inish achrina, if he wrote it for someone else, les bapseda. So then there's not going to be a loss because dekama ubasra kama zachi. So again, in this situation, when you're not allowed to change your mind, so the earlier star is going to win. So we tell the guy, write a later star now. So that way, if both of them come to court, Reuven and Shimon, Shimon's now going to have the earlier star, so he's going to win. So again, let's just summarize what we did over here. We started out talking about when are you allowed to return a get, when are you not allowed to return a get. So we had Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rav Ashi. We had the story of Rabbi Barchana who lost his get and when he was able to get it back, either because of Tvias Ayin or because of a Simon. We then had how are you allowed to give back a get? What about the Nechasim? How it's going to cause major issues when it comes to who's allowed to collect from what? We said there's a difference between a shtar get and a shtar shichra on one hand, where people will do their due diligence to make sure that it was actually given at that proper time, because they assume that Beis Din just wants to free the person. Either it's free them from slavery, free them from their husband, but when it comes to a shtar halva, then they're going to think Beis Din did their due diligence to make sure that it happened here, because they know otherwise they can collect shelo kadin. So that's going to be the difference. We spoke about a daitiki. We spoke about this. When are you allowed to return the daitiki? It's a problem because our Mishnah seems to imply that if everyone's on board and says, oh yes, it was given to them, you are allowed to give it back. But there's a brisa which explicitly says that what? You're not allowed to give it back. So we had two potential answers. When are you allowed to give it back? When are you not allowed to give it back? Really what it all comes down to is when you're allowed to change your mind, then you can give it back because the later star is going to win. When you're not allowed to change your mind, then you can't give it back because the earlier star is going to win. So we say the guy, if he really wants to give it to the earlier guy, he has to write a new star. So then the second guy would really be the earlier star now. But we said, oh, maybe the first case was a Shliv Meirah versus a Bari. We said that can't be because the Brisa explicitly says that it's a Daitiki. They're both Shliv Meirah. So rather we said Habibrei and Habei Habibrei. That when it comes to the guy himself, he can change his mind, so then you can give it back. But when it comes to the son, he's not allowed to change his mind, and therefore you can't give it back. And that is where we left off. We are at the two dots on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. This is Daf Yud Tes. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.